more and more people are choosing cremation as an option over burial. And joining us is Jeff Klotchka. He is one of the owners of Prosser Klotchka Funeral Homes. And tell me, why is cremation growing in popularity, Jeff?
Well, cremation has been growing in popularity for the past 30 years. And for several factors, the economics of it, cremation is more affordable than a traditional burial in a cemetery. We are a much more mobile society than we have ever been before. So meaning that children of the deceased no longer live in the communities that they grow up in. So rather than having a family member laid to rest in a cemetery where no one is going to visit them, they choose cremation because it is just much more of a practical application from what was done generations ago. And also, it's just something different that just resonates sense with consumers.
Yeah, you made the comment that it's more affordable. And I know there's some controversy about discount providers. Explain what that means.
In the last 10 plus years in the Milwaukee market, we have seen discount cremation providers popping up left and right. And these discount providers sometimes are shadow companies of existing funeral homes. But sometimes they are startups by operators that may not have the same experience as a traditional funeral home. Oftentimes families are lured into a low price only to be given something different at the time of a person's passing when you add on all the extras.
So what are some of the questions consumers should ask before deciding on cremation?
Some great questions that families should be asking is this the complete price? What may I be charged extra for? Questions that they should absolutely be answering is who owns and who operates the crematory where the cremation will be taking place? Families should also be asking, how is my loved one going to be cared for? And what I mean by this is that in the state of Wisconsin, we have specific statutes that state that when a person passes away, and if the procedure of embalming is not going to be performed, because that does not need to happen in every case, especially with a cremation service where there's not going to be a viewing, embalming does not need to take place. But according to Wisconsin state statutes, a person's body still must be washed, bathed, and disinfected. And then also they should be asking, too, does the funeral home have refrigeration to keep the person until the moment of cremation?
Is it possible to have a viewing of someone who is going to be cremated?
As a matter of fact, probably about a third of the families that choose cremation still have that traditional type of funeral. And then in the end, rather than going to the cemetery, they will have a cremation take place.
But if they don't embalm, that has to be done quickly, correct?
If they choose not to have embalming, the cremation is typically going to take place anywhere from 3 to 5 days after the person passes away. And I say that typical 3 to 5 days, that's with our funeral home. Again, some discount providers are telling families that they may have to wait up to 3 weeks to receive their family member back.
That sounds a little more disturbing than it should be.
Yes. And unfortunately, this is one of the messages that is not being received to families until they're making commitments to these discount providers.
We're talking with Jeff Klotchka. He is with Prosser Klotchka Funeral Homes. In spite of laws that bar scattering of ashes in public places, there's still a lot of people who do it. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, not in the state of Wisconsin, but I personally know of at least two families just in the last year or two who have done this in places where they probably shouldn't have. Why is that a bad idea?
I don't want to say that it's necessarily a bad idea to scatter a person's cremated remains. Say, for example, families may do this on a golf course. They may choose to do this on a favorite lake or a public waterway. The laws are such that the state of Wisconsin is not going to advocate for anyone to put anything into the water. And I think that's fairly self-explanatory, but I won't necessarily, it's a bad idea. I don't know of anyone that's ever been arrested for scattering a person's cremated remains. But I think when families do it, if they are going to be doing it in a public place, that they should be very discreet about it, if possible, and never to do it on someone else's private property without permission.
All right, and then finally, Jeff, when should you have a conversation with loved ones about your intentions?
That conversation can be held at any time. I firmly believe that every family should have a written plan, not unlike a will, not unlike advanced directives for adults as they get older. I believe everyone should have a written plan for what their final wishes are for their funeral and or cremation services. And that conversation can be at any time.
And how complete should it be? Just this is what I want? Or is it a good idea to plan the entire funeral in advance?
Oh, it is, yes. There are many advantages to a person planning their funeral in advance with a funeral home here in the state of Wisconsin. It puts your wishes on paper. It lets your family know exactly what you want to do. There are options in the state of Wisconsin where families can actually pay for their funerals ahead of time. Some funeral homes, ours included, will give a cost guarantee to families, promising them that no one will ever have to pay more out of pocket for the funeral home's fees and merchandise ever again. These plans are portable, meaning that you can move them from funeral home to funeral home within the state of Wisconsin, or you can transfer them out of state. And any funeral home is going to accept a pre-planned funeral from another funeral home. It may not be payment in full at another funeral home, but funeral homes will accept it as payment.
Jeff Kletchka from Prosser Kletchka Funeral Homes. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Libby. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.